University Showcase right here at the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Greg Pogue, your host, Jeff Malinoff, producing. And we spotlight the OVC, Trevecca, Tennessee State University, and our OVC visit is Eastern Kentucky football coach Walt Wells right here. McGavick product, Austin Peay, got his bachelor's from Belmont, got his master's from Cumberland, and now he's the head coach at Eastern Kentucky after a good run of assistant coaching jobs at Tennessee and most recently Kentucky. Hey, Walt, welcome back to the show, man, or this station anyway.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. It's good, always good to be with you guys. Y'all do a great job promoting everything down there, so love to be on here with you guys, and appreciate y'all having me.
Well, Walt, we're going to start, this is the second visit. You know, we're just going to start sending an invoice out, especially.
Well, hey, as long as it's during recruiting season, I'm good, right?
That's right. We talked right after you were hired back in December. Just talk about how it's gone the first month or so on the job and first 6 weeks on the job or how. Hadn't been that long. And, of course, returning to where you once were assistant for the legendary Roy Kidd and coaching there and then returning there again in the early 2000s. But I know what Eastern Kentucky means to you.
No doubt. It's a special place to a lot of people, but especially to me. And working for Coach Kidd and just having him around and being around Coach at different functions. You know, he's at the AD. We just announced our new AD, Matt Roan, the other day. And Matt was here about the 7 months I was here with Dean Hood. And so I know him some and getting to know him better, obviously. And Coach was there and he's fired up and he's ready to go. And he's 88 years old he's 88. He just turned around Christmas time. But he's fixed to go snowbird now. So, we'll wait on him a little bit for spring ball, but I got a funny, sneaky suspicion. He's going to be sitting right to my right or left. You know, telling me, give me some pointers, which I'll gladly take from him, obviously. But it's been good. It's busy. It's you're an assistant for so long, and you've been around all these different coaches and good head coaches, and you pick things up and you say okay, and but there's times you're like, why did he do it that way? Well, you start learning why he did it that way a little bit, because they always tell you don't know until you sit in that chair and all that, and I get that a little more now as you speak. It's always something hitting you. You don't know what it's going to be. The day brings something new every day, and it's always something recruiting, staffing, your current team, alumni, fundraising, administration, community. It's always a phone call, which is good. I'm not complaining at all, but you don't realize it until you get all those calls.
Roy Kidd in Eastern Kentucky, by the way, ruined many of my Saturdays back in my youth. I just let you know that.
I understand.
You know what my alma mater is. It's
I know. And it's funny because there's been about three of us that switched over from both sides as coaches, and Dave Roberts was one. He GA'd here and then went obviously was the head coach at Western, and myself and. There was one other guy, and I cannot remember his name right now, but I'll never forget when I left here to go to Western. It wasn't by choice, but when I left and, got out that I was going to Western, I mean, the people in the community just, they quit talking to me. I mean, I was here, I was here coach's last six seasons, his line coach, the whole nine yards, and, they just quit talking to my wife in the supermarket and all that stuff, and I was like, okay, I get it a little bit now. Then when I got down there, I got to hear some good Roy Kidd story, not the good Roy Kidd story.
Yeah.
The bad Roy Kidd story.
Well, rivalry's good.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Before we look forward a little bit, but talk about the past couple years at Kentucky and really the job that Mark Stoops has done there. You saw it again with the bowl win and everything they did with a wide receiver named Lynn Bowden at quarterback. Oh. Just a crazy year that the past couple years really, but especially this past one. And the solid footing that Stoops has that program.
Well, the main thing you can say about what Mark's done there is he's made Kentucky football consistently relevant. And, they're not going away. Now, they'll have better years and worse years, and just like most teams will. I mean, besides Alabama, Clemson, and maybe LSU now. But, you know, he will keep them in the game every game they play, unless it, you know, unless something just gets out of hand. You know how that goes some Saturdays. But he's done a phenomenal job recruiting. He has set a culture there within the organization that is just it's a great culture, and the kids love it, and they love to go to the building. They love to go to practice. You know, and they have this practice, and they love to go to it. They compete, and he's just, you know, and then obviously he's recruited at a high level and got some guys in there that can play. And people still underestimate him a little bit, and, you know, and that's their chip on their shoulder. But I think after the last 2 years, the underestimating's kind of gone out the window now. Now that, you know, they're going to have the target on him a little bit. And he's ready for that. He knows what that's about. He's been at Miami. He's been at FSU, and they've been really good. You know, he coached Ed Reed and all those dudes down there, Antron Roll and all them. And then he was at FSU and built that thing right before and left right before they won the national championship. And those were his kids that he recruited and molded in that defense that played so well in that game. So he's just a good dude. I mean, you could sit down and you know, just hang out with him, and, you know, and he's just a good person.
Eastern Kentucky football coach Walt Wells. Walt, you know the OVC, obviously, and it's become a two-bid league. I mean, right. Jacksonville State has sort of owned it the past 5 or 6 years, but Austin Peay and its run that it had, SEMO back-to-back at-large bids as well, and this is, you know, it's not an easy league. And certainly I know, and I know with your connections around here, yeah, I'm probably going to see you a few times more, but And Rod Reed, of course, you know, I'm the voice of TSU, so Rod's right over there going, "What's he doing that?" But anyway, how close as you assess where Eastern Kentucky, because with the tradition, there is expectation that this team competes at a national level.
No doubt. And the history is, you know, and I said this in my press conference, the history is what it is. And it's long, and it's distinguished, and it's great. And we're very proud of that. We will use that in any way that we can use it. But to our current players and staff that we're putting together, we got to go make our own history. And those expectations are there, and that's expected. And, you know, the saying around here is to expect to win. And that, you know, that was on everything down at the practice, the old practice fields, when I came walking in the door. You know, and I was working for Herschel Moore and at Cumberland. We had some great teams there. But, you know, I came up here and it was just a different level. And so we have to embrace that. We have to not worry about it, but we have to be aware of it. And we have to go out and compete and do everything. If we compete every day and if we do the things we're supposed to do, we'll be at the top. And then we got to find a way to put it over the top to win the games that we need to win, to win the OVC championship, to get into the playoffs and win a playoff game, which, you know, needs to be done here. It hasn't been done in a while, so we have to do that.
You know, I've talked to several FCS coaches about, obviously, now that the early signing period in December, which obviously you've recruited to, and now obviously coming up will be the traditional one, that first Wednesday in February. I've talked to several FCS coaches where they sort of, where the FBS, most of them, most of their players, they'll sign, what, 75-80% early,
right.
But the FCS, sort of a different deal. You see, get to sit back and see who falls through the cracks and maybe swoop in and get somebody that you might not have been even in on. So how do you work as an FCS head coach these two signing periods?
Well, the first one we had, you know, we had 18 commits, and we were going to give around 21, 22 total. And so we ended up signing 8, and that's because some of them decided that they, you know, wanted to wait and explore, and some of them are still committed, but they're exploring other options because, you know, we got to get to know each other. They wanted to see where, you know, who I was, who I was hiring, things like that. And the second one, and so we ended up signing 8. And then the other part of that is that, you know, some of them we weren't for sure about, and we let them know that. And they had some other options, and they took those options. So I'm in the court of, we're going to sign the ones that we are just sold on and we believe we have to have in that first period, but we're definitely going to sign more in the second period. On a year-to-year basis, because you're correct. I mean, there's going to be kids that fall, the kids that you know, maybe qualify late. You know, we're going to save some for the portal, you know, mid-semester portal. We got two kids in off that. I can't say who they are, but we did. We got two in you know, this week. And so those are the things that at the FCS level you have an advantage of, because if a kid goes into the portal from a Division I school and he's not a graduate, then the only place he can go and be immediately eligible is to the FCS level. So, you know, we have some advantages that way, and we're going to take full advantage of them.
Well, I would have you tell some Joe Dubin stories, but I'm just not. It's too early in the morning.
I don't think Nashville's ready for it. I mean, they got to deal with him Monday through Friday this morning. They don't want to hear about it on Saturday.
Well, I know how close you guys are, and of course, Joe and I did a radio show together for what, 6-7 years, and I'm happy for Big Joe on the go, but certainly happy for you, Walt. Wish you luck just about every game.
I appreciate that. I understand that. We don't play Western, but we do obviously play Tennessee State. So I understand where you're at, and I appreciate you having me on. It's Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, so dear to me. My mom still sits down there. She finds out I'm on. She's listening, and that makes her day, which makes my day. So I appreciate y'all giving me a chance to spread a little Eastern Kentucky down there in Middle Tennessee, because we're going to be down there heavy.
All right. Hey, thanks, Walt. Appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, appreciate you. Bye.
Z-Man, Eastern Kentucky football coach Walt Wells of McGavick Product on Twitter, by the way, at EKUWWells. We'll take this last break and be back and wrap it up in just a few.
From a person who never considered himself an academic, it's my own personal Mu City miracle.
When Kevin Dyson's NFL career drew to a close, he knew he had to decide what life after football would look like. He began a career in education, completing 2 master's degrees at Tribeca. 10 years later, Dyson found himself working on another degree, a doctorate.
I never thought I'd be here. I just wanted to play sports. That's all I wanted to do. And school was a means to get there. And I'm a lifetime learner now.
Hear the rest of Kevin's story at trevecca.edu/Kevin.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb Apartment Communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers and constant communication with the home office. 7-day-a-week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit freemanweb.com. That's freemanweb.com.
The Tennessee State Tigers and Lady Tigers basketball teams have navigated difficult non-conference schedules in preparation of OVC play that is now underway. The home league slate will feature 9 doubleheaders that will bring league rivals such as Belmont, Murray State, Austin Peay, and Tennessee Tech to Gentry Center. Don't miss any of the OVC action. Get your tickets now through Ticketmaster or call the TSU box office at 615-963-5841 or log on to TSUTigers.com.
This open enrollment season, roll with a dental plan that gives you smile power. When you need to return a shirt, but the return clerk looks like a tough customer. When you're in the 10 items or less line, with 11 items or more. You need the nation's largest network of smile-defending dentists to protect your healthy grin, so you can unleash your smile power. Unleash your smile power with Delta Dental of Tennessee. Talk to your employer or visit coveryourmouth.com today to learn more.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on DeMumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we are just milling about here in the off-season. But don't you worry. Racing is on the horizon with the Rolex 24, the Clash, duels at Daytona, qualifying. Oh, it's coming up right around the corner. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver reviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.